Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In a story in today's Millerton News by Whitney Joseph, after years of despairing about the weed infestation at Red Pond, the Northeast Town Board announced that it's meeting on July 12th. $200,000 has come through from the state to purchase a new weed harvester. The money was obtained through the joint efforts of New York State Assembly Member Dee Dee Barrett and New York State Senator Sue Serino. In the Republican American yesterday, Falls Village First Selectman Henry Todd did not hold back his exasperation that the health insurance for municipal employees lapsed during a transfer from Aetna to the state plan. During the Monday meeting of the Board of Selectmen, Todd explained that the town, like many others in the region, decided to switch to the state's offering beginning in July, which he said was a better one and saved money. The insurance packages, which primarily cover Region 1 school employees and municipal workers in towns, was handled through the Region 1 school's business office with Kona as the brokers. Quoting here, Region 1 forgot to add us, so we were continuing with Aetna, and then we found out Aetna had canceled us, end quote. About a half dozen employees received medical benefits. After numerous unanswered calls to Region 1, Todd said they were able to have employees reinstated on Aetna for July and will begin in the state plan in August. Well, yesterday, one of the bears that has been coming in and out of Salisbury, Connecticut, was trapped with a bear trap. Brian Oler reports that after the bear was sedated for tagging and recording purposes, he left the scene, but three biologists were there early in the morning with that bear. That bear he released out into the wild once again, according to the state. What's all the buzz about? An investigation of pollinators with Heather Cupo takes place today. What's all the buzz about? We'll meet at 10:30 today at the W.E.B. Du Bois River Park at Church and River Streets in downtown Great Barrington. It runs until 12:30. Well, the Canaan Railroad Days Carnival has kicked off at Runs through the 21st at Lawrence Field in Canaan, Connecticut. Kent Park and Recreation presents free concerts on the lawn. That happens tonight and also on the 26th and August 2nd from 6 until 8 p.m. Heather and Tobias featuring acoustic music are scheduled for tonight. First annual Evan Rashkoff Sunset Trot will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Sharontown Beach at Mudge Pond. $25, 12 and under free. No pre-registration required. Registration from 4:30 till 6:15. There'll be fun awards. It's a great family event. T-shirts for all. Post-trot refreshments for all, hosted by Sharon Parks and Recreation Department at Association with Run 169 Town Society. In Canaan tonight from 7 till 9 p.m., the Sunset Music Series continues with live music, food, vendors, a car, and motorcycle cruise. Performing tonight, the Rocking Heartbeats. And in Great Barrington, Massachusetts tonight at 7 p.m., Harvey Granite, singer and historian of the American Songbook, will perform the first of a four-part series at the Berkshire South Regional Community Center on Christie Road in Great Barrington, beginning at 7 p.m. A blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons, the Community Room, 17 Cobble Road in Salisbury on Friday, July 20th from 1 until 6 p.m. To schedule an appointment, contact Caroline Birchfield, extension 190, 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-733-2767, or online redcrossblood.org. The public invited to share a free community dinner at the Millerton Presbyterian Church on Main Street in Millerton Friday from 6 till 7 p.m. In addition to the meal, there will be an opportunity to shop for free household items and clothing for the family. More information at 518-242-9040. The dinner is made possible through a grant from the Northeast Dutchess Fund, a fund of the Berkshire Taconic Community Foundation. The annual Cornwall Rummage Sale will be held on Saturday from 9 till 3 and Sunday from 11 till 2. Monday is Bag and Bargain Day from 9 till 12 at the Mohawk Ski Lodge and the UCC Parish House and Town Hall in Cornwall Village. Well known for quality and variety, the rummage sale is anticipated each year by town residents as well as folks from other towns who are traveling distances to enjoy the bargains. The Dave P. Waldron Annual Memorial Poker Run will take place this Saturday, rain or shine. Motorcycle, cars, and trucks are welcome. Registration is from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Millerton Firehouse on Century Boulevard. Departure is from the firehouse at 11, finishes at 1 p.m. at the Pine Plains Lion Club Pavilion, 82 Stissing Road, Pine Plains. Hamburgers, hot dogs, refreshments at a 50-50 raffle, and music by the 217 Band. The event is open to everybody, $20 for a driver, $15 for a passenger, $10 per person just to enjoy the barbecue and band. All proceeds go 100% to benefit the Sunday in the Country Food Drive with the help of the Red Knights Motorcycle Club, New York Chapter 33. Now, the Wasaic Project's open studios offer once a month the opportunity to learn about artists' residents. Visitors will be able to learn about the residents' artwork, see what they've been creating, and ask questions about the craft. The open studio session is free to the public and will take place this Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. at Luther Barn, 19 Furnace Bank Road. The Garden Conservancy has their Open Days program coming up this weekend on July 21st in Ashley Falls, Tour Steel Garden, 10 to 4. In Dutchess County, tour the private gardens of Ellen and Eric Peterson in Stanfordville and the Highland Wente Garden in Millerton, as well as the Insfree Garden, 10 to 4. And in Sharon, the Garden Conservancy's Open Day program, the private gardens of Lee Link from 10 until 4. You can celebrate Great Barrington's connection with the Appalachian Trail on Appalachian Trail Community Day Saturday from 2 till 7. Join Mass Park staff and Great Barrington Trails and Greenways partners. Volunteer hike and potluck picnic with the Appalachian Trail maintainers and hikers. Enjoy music by Berkshire Ukulele Band, all free and open to the public. Pre-registration is suggested. More information online at gbland.org. Next lobster sale will be held July 21st at Montgomery Lodge No. 13 in Lakeville. Lobster sale, of course, picking up from 4 till 6 p.m. The day of the sale at 41 Sharon Road, Lakeville, outside the lodge. The lobsters average 1 1/3 pounds at a price of $16 each. Can be ordered by calling 860-435-9722. Raw or steam clams are available for $7 per dozen. St. John's Lutheran Church, County Route 7 in Ankrum, New York, has their annual chicken barbecue on Saturday. Takeout's only $15. Pick up 4:30 to 6 tickets. Well, to reserve them, 518-329-0038, 518-329-7594, 518-789-4769, or 518-398-5200. Make your reservation early so you'll be guaranteed a ticket. July 21st in Hudson, the Olama Summer Party, Olana State Historic Site Summer Party, featuring hors d'oeuvres inspired by Olana and created by some of the region's best chefs, paired with wine and signature cocktails. It runs from 5 till 7 p.m. Blue Rider Stables' 12th annual Hoedown of the Barn is coming up on Saturday the 21st from 6 to 9 p.m. at 15 Farm Lane, South Egremont. Live music by Kitchen Cayley Band with Ann Banks calling. All dances will be taught. No partner necessary. Suggested donation $5 per person. Refreshments will be available by donation. For more information, head to bluerider.org. The 2018 Kick Up Your Heels fundraiser to benefit the programs at High and Mighty Therapeutic Riding and Driving Center in Ghent, New York, coming up on Saturday from 6 to 11 p.m., a silent auction, live auction, dinner, dancing games, a bonfire, and lots more. Tickets in advance are $60, $75 at the door. Suggested donation for children, $20. Online at High and Mighty. That's High and the letter N, mighty.org. July 21st and 22nd in Millbrook, Fitch's Corner Horse Trials. 300 horses compete in dressage, cross-country jumping, and stadium jumping, plus more than 50 shops, food, art, and more. Riders include local and Bully Stallmeyer and Olympic rider Boyd Martin. The event benefits the Millbrook Fire Department Rescue Squad. The Auxiliary of the Wasaic Fire Company will sponsor a breakfast and bake sale on Sunday from 8 to 11 a.m. $8 for adults, $7 for seniors, $5 for children age 9 and under. The breakfast will be held at the Wasaic Firehouse, 23 Firehouse Road. Coming up on Sunday, it is the Sunday evening concerts put on at the Doughboy in North Canaan, Connecticut. Coming up this Sunday, Sandy and Sandy, Zydeco folk music. It's held at the Doughboy. If it's raining, they move it right across the street to the Pilgrim House. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 79.40 to 25,199.29 yesterday. The Nasdaq starts off today at 7854.44 and the S&P 500 at 2815.62. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.